Jazzy Comedy Hour. With special guest star, Red Skelton. With Vivian Vance, William Frawley, and Little Ricky.
Here's where our property is, Rick. Our own little Fort Knox.
You know, Fred, I can't thank you enough for cutting me in on this real estate deal.
I still say we should have waited until we got to Alaska and looked at the property before we bought it, instead of going ahead and buying a frozen pig and a poke.
Listen, Ethel. This hunk of land is only 10 minutes from the heart of town. Bargains like that don't grow on trees.
How do we know that it's a bargain? Just because some conniving friend of yours from Alaska happens to write...
Just a minute. Charlie Charles is no conniver. He's as honest as the day is long.
Yeah, but in Alaska, it's the nights that are long.
And you. You're the level-headed one. You're supposed to talk him out of this deal. What happens? He talked you into it. $1,000 for a 100-acre popsicle.
Yeah. Fred, I always knew you were a little daffy, but I thought Ricky had more sense.
Don't bug me, Ethel. Alaska's going to have the biggest land boom in history.
Oh, sure.
That's right. He's right.
Must I remind you of Florida in 1927?
That little sand dune she wouldn't let me buy is today known as Miami Beach.
Well, I still agree with Ethel. I don't think we should have paid $500 apiece for some land we haven't even seen.
That's right.
Secretary of State Seward bought the entire territory of Alaska without ever having seen it. That turned out pretty well.
And 10-1, he was a bachelor.
I know why Eskimos rub noses. If they kissed with their lips, they'd stick together.
When I get up to our room, I'm going to put a hot water bottle in my snuggies.
You do that, dear.
Hello. We'd like to check in.
Names, please.
Ricardo and Mertz. We have reservations.
Ah, yes. Here we are. Just a minute. These reservations start tomorrow.
Oh, I know, but we came up a day early because we bought some property up here.
Yeah, our husbands are driving out to look at it right now.
I'm sorry. We don't have a thing for tonight.
You don't?
Not a thing, and I'm afraid you'll find all the other hotels in town filled, too.
Oh, fine. Well, Lucy, what'll we do? Well, we'll just have to wait here until Ricky and Fred come. Are you sure you haven't got anything at all?
I'm sorry, there's not a thing for tonight.
Oh, dear. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Skelton,
welcome to Nome.
Thank you, thank you. Whew, boy. This one's that one's mother. This is the nephew. I didn't want to break up the family. Give him a bowl of milk and put him to bed.
Your suite is all ready for you, Mr. Skelton.
Thank you, I'll go right on it.
Oh, Mr. Skelton.
Yes?
I'm Lucy Ricardo, Ricky Ricardo's wife.
Oh, glad to know you.
How do you
and
do?
I'm Ethel Mertz. My husband is her husband's band manager.
How do you do?
Gee, your hair really is red.
Naturally.
That's more she can say about hers.
I wish I'd have said that.
Mr. Skelton, maybe you could help us. You see, we came up here a day early, and they don't have any rooms for us until tomorrow. Maybe you could use your influence?
Well, I can try.
So, I'm sorry, Mr. Skelton, there isn't a thing available.
Oh?
Oh, my. What'll we do, Lucy?
I don't know.
Say, I tell you what, tonight you can use one of the rooms in my suite.
Oh, no, we wouldn't think of inconveniencing you.
Oh, it's quite all right. I'm on a diet, and I'm supposed to cut out on sweets. That's a good hotel joke. I'm on a diet, and I'm supposed to cut out on sweets. What, sad news?
Sure, it's all right now, Miss.
Oh, when we get up, Mom, we never thought of this.
Well, anyway, do the best you can. Yeah, we just gotta have more beds. Okay. Said they'd try to find something for us.
Well, they'd better. It's obvious the four of us can't sleep on that.
That's for sure.
Hey, what do you know? Alaskan Muzak.
I must have been out of my mind to let you talk me into this thing.
Well, it wasn't my fault.
Well, it certainly wasn't my fault.
What's the matter?
You know, the property we bought was supposed to be 10 minutes from the heart of town?
Yeah.
Well, it's 10 minutes from the heart of town, all right, by airplane.
Oh, no. Fred, is it really that far?
If it was 2 miles farther, it'd be in Siberia. From the looks of it, we cornered the snow market. Thanks to Fred. What do you mean, thanks to Fred? You were supposed to talk me out of buying the property.
If you didn't have crooked friends like Charlie Charles, this thing wouldn't happen in the first place.
Oh, will you two stop bickering? Say, now that we know we bought a white elephant, maybe we can sell it back to Charlie.
We tried that.
Just because he's crooked, it doesn't mean he's also stupid like somebody else we all know.
I'm getting sick and tired of your insults, Ricardo. Come on, Ethel, let's go to our room.
This is our room.
All right, then, we'll go to ours.
This is ours.
You mean the four of us are going to share this?
Honey, Mr. Skelton will hear you. He's right in the next room.
So let him hear me.
Honey, this is part of his suite. He was nice enough to let us use it for tonight.
Yeah, Ricky, our reservations don't start until tomorrow, and there wasn't another room available.
Well, now, ain't that just dandy? First, I blow $500 on a frozen moose pasture, and now this.
Don't worry, they're sending up more beds.
Well, they better. I'm not going to sleep in that old thing.
Well, I'm not going to sleep in that old thing. If you think I am, you're crazy.
Come in.
Here are your sleeping accommodations.
Okay.
Say, that looks like an army cot, a hammock, and a sleeping bag.
Yeah, that's what it is, all right.
Oh, here you are.
Thank you. I hope you have a good night's sleep.
Sure.
Ethel, I'll be out in a minute. Mira que tiene cosa la gente esta. Some accommodations.
Oh, now, Rick, it's kind of cozy.
Yeah, be it ever so humble, there's no place like Nome.
Things aren't bad enough, huh?
Just a minute. We're going to do this democratically. We're going to draw to see who sleeps where.
That's right.
Me first, me first.
Don't cheat.
My mother told me to choose you. The hammock.
Don't blame me, blame your mother.
I'll go last. What'd you get, Fred? What'd you get?
None of your business. And get your big feet off my bed.
Fred, where are you going?
Downstairs to complain. I didn't come 4,800 miles to sleep in an envelope.
Well, I guess I'll get ready for bed.
Is it all right, dear?
Oh, yeah, comfy dandy.
I think it would be awfully nice if you'd offer to buy Fred's half of the property.
What?
Well, $500 is a lot of money for Fred to lose.
Well, it's a lot of money for me to lose.
Well, I know, but we can afford to hang on to the land better than Fred can.
Nothing doing. We went into this thing as partners, and we're going to go broke as partners.
Yeah, but as long as you're partners, you're going to be at each other's throats. And our friendship with the Mertzes means more to me than $500.
All right, then you buy it.
Oh, I really do. Oh, good night, Ethel.
Night.
Upside down ideas. This is it. This is it. I want to tell you people something. Before they make Hawaii a state, they better be sure they got enough beds to go around. I'm going to write my congressman about this thing. What's his name? How do you get into one of these goofy contraptions anyhow? Look. You know, I'm liable to freeze to death lying on this floor. Yeah, a lot you'd care.
Fred, are you going to keep yapping all night?
If I feel like it, yes.
Oh, Fred. Okay, you take the bed. Come on, or none of us will get any sleep.
All right, thanks.
Honestly.
Well, it should have been.
Oh, no, don't turn out the light. I don't want people walking over me all night.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, that's all right. No damage done.
I just came in to see if everyone was taken care of.
Oh, yes. Everything is fine.
Peachy.
Thanks a lot.
Good night.
Good night.
That's all right. Fine. sure that doesn't happen again.
Do you need any help there?
No, I'm all right. That floor really is hard.
You could say that again.
That's hard. You should try this. Well, everybody pipe down.
Listen, if it hadn't been for you and your lame brain scheme, we would be in this predicament in the first place.
It's not bad enough we got 49 states. Now we got to hear from Cuba.
Oh, will you two stop fighting?
Good night.
Good night.
Good
night.
Come in. It's me again. See, I thought you was hooked on that door. That's why I came in this door.
Yeah, well, I thought you were going to come in that door. That's why I hooked on that door. But that's all right. Don't worry about it.
Well, I hate to be a nuisance, but I have a little problem. I thought Ricky could help me with solving.
All right, sure, Red. What is?
Well, the actress is supposed to work in the sketch with me. He's not going to be able to make it. So I thought maybe the girl that plays the harp in your band could pinch hit.
Well, I'd love to let her do it, but she doesn't know anything about acting.
Well, it's a Freddy the Freeloader sketch, mostly pantomime, teach to anybody about 15 minutes.
Lucy?
Yes?
No.
Why not? I could do it.
Listen, with you in the show, Alaska will succeed from the union.
Succeed?
Cece, get out, get out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, Mr. Skelton, not you. Cece, get out of the union, get out of the union. Oh, please, Mr. Skelton, give me a chance. I'm sure I could do it.
Don't be a fool.
Don't listen to him.
If you let her do it, you'll be out of your mind.
He will not. And why are you so mean to me?
Mean to you? Te dicho muchísimas veces que yo no quiero que hagas cosas.
That's mean and stubborn, too.
Tantas veces te lo he dicho que no te lo quiero
sin más. Hold it, hold it, hold it. I only came in to ask for a favor. I didn't want to start another Spanish-American war.
I say let her do it.
Well, thank you, Fred. I'm glad you think I can do it.
It's got nothing to do with your talent. I just want to get some sleep.
Listen, you stay out of this, huh?
Please, Rick, if you don't let her do it, none of us will get any sleep.
All right. All right.
Oh, thank you, honey. Oh.
Fine. We'll try it first thing in the morning at rehearsal.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Skelton. You won't be sorry that you gave me this chance. Believe me, I'm going to get a good night's sleep, and I'll be fresh as a daisy in the morning.
Yes. Here. Good. Hey, I've got an idea. Why don't you two girls take my double bed, and I can sleep here in the hammock?
Oh, no, we couldn't do that. Why not?
I don't mind. I can sleep anywhere.
Oh, thank you.
That certainly is very nice of you, Mr.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Skelton, so much.
All
tiene cosa la haseta. All right, this doesn't. Come on, Fred, move over there. Move over there.
We're not budging. Don't freeze to death next to that window.
All right, then I'll sleep next to the window. You and your scheme. You have to go by all of
them. What are you trying to do? Give me pneumonia.
I just want half of the blankets. We're still partners, remember?
Don't remind me.
Ethel. Ethel.
Oh, Lucy, I gotta get some sleep.
Listen, I've been thinking. I hate to see Ricky and Fred squabbling over that property. You know, big stars like Red Skelton all own real estate.
Yeah, so?
So why don't I ask Red Skelton to buy that property and save our friendship?
Okay.
That's a good idea. I'll ask him the first thing in the morning at rehearsal. Night.
Night.
What now? I forgot to kiss Ricky goodnight.
Oh.
Mr. Skelton ready for a dress rehearsal on the Freddy the Freeloader sketch?
I think so. He's been working with the girl all morning.
Good. We'll take it from Roy's intro.
Okay. All right, stand by for a dress rehearsal on the Freddy the Freeloader sketch. Mr. Skelton, your entrance is on a musical cue.
Show me a richer pair than you and me.
Traveling everywhere and traveling free.
Poor us.
Poor us.
Poor everybody else. People who don't have money don't pay bills.
Boy, am I glad we took our pauper pills.
Poor us.
Poor us.
Poor us. Way to live.
We don't give a darn,
give a darn,
give a darn.
Of course we haven't even got a darn to give.
All we have is lots of time to spend wandering through the land of let's pretend.
Poor us.
Poor us.
Poor everybody else. Poor us.
Are you hungry?
Famished.
Dinner?
Where?
How about the Waldorf?
Oh, not again.
The Ritz?
Why not? I love the maitre d'.
Really?
Thank you.
Ha, ha, ha.
The folks who think they have much more.
They are the ones that we feel sorry for.
For us.
For us.
For everybody else. What have we got?
Nothing.
Nothing's what I choose.
What have we got?
Nothing.
What have we got to lose?
We don't want
your sympathy. Give it to the poor.
Red said I was fine and I get to do the show.
Oh, that's great. Did Ricky think you were good?
I didn't even ask him. He and Fred are still at each other. I didn't want to get within snarling range. But I talked to Red about the property. We've rented the Jeep and are driving out there to look at it right now. And if he likes it, he's going to buy it.
Great.
You want to come along?
No, thanks, honey. I'm going to go buy some souvenirs. With Fred at rehearsal, this is my big chance.
Okay. Listen, don't say a word to the boys, because I want to close the deal first.
I wouldn't open my
mouth.
Well,
I just wanted to make sure.
Well, you've known me longer than that.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Say, that's great news. Now, thank you very much for calling. Fred! Fred!
What do you want now? The way you've been chasing me around, my feet are worn clear up to my ankles.
Wait till you hear the news. That was Charlie Charles on the phone. They think that there's oil in our property.
Oil?
Yeah!
Yippee!
Well, you know. Oh, he makes such a bad business here after all.
Well, you're not. I knew that you were a shrewd businessman.
You're a pretty smart little man yourself, Mr. Ricardo.
What's the matter?
What are you trying to do? Strangle each other?
What did you hear the news?
What news?
They think that there's oil in our property.
Oil?
Yes, oil. M-O-N-E-Y.
Isn't that great?
Oh, my gosh.
What's the matter?
Well, Lucy rented a Jeep, and she and Red are on her way out to look at the property right now.
For what?
Well, she felt if she got rid of it, you two would stop fighting, and Red said if he liked the property, he'd buy it.
What?
Buy it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Maybe we can stop her.
What are you going to do, fly?
Why not? We'll go to the airport and rent a plane. Come on,
we go.
Move.
Rent a plane.
Come on. Move. Yes.
getting to snow.
Yeah, hope it's not much farther.
Isn't this beautiful country?
Hey, it's coming down pretty hard. Maybe we ought to turn back.
Oh, you haven't seen the property yet. I'll drive a little fast. You keep an eye out for cops.
Okay.
Extreme cold front passing Nome. Visibility and snow reduced to zero. Gamble clear to Nome.
I got it. Roger, out.
Hello, mister, we would like to rent an airplane with a pilot.
Yeah, it's important.
Money's no object.
Why, that's all.
What about the plane, mister?
I'm sorry, all planes have been grounded. There's a blizzard heading this way.
A blizzard?
Wouldn't you know it? First Miami Beach, then the 29 crash, and now this.
If I don't get back, I'm going to miss my television show.
Yeah, but you haven't seen the property yet.
Look, I'll make a deal with you. You'll turn back now, I'll buy the property without even looking at it.
You will, honestly?
Honestly.
Ah, oh, Mr. Skelton, you're wonderful. I could kiss you for that.
Ah! Yeah, where are you going? Boy, when you kiss, you kiss.
Now what are we going to do?
Start walking or wait till the spring thaw?
I'm a member of the motor club.
Oh, that's keen. That's keen. I don't think they have a branch in this neighborhood.
Oh, well, that could be.
Yeah, we better get out and start walking. Boy, is it cold.
My feet are freezing. I don't know how the penguins stand it.
What a place to own property. I'll probably have to come up in the summer and mow the snow.
Oh. What are you doing out here in this blizzard?
We're lost.
Yeah, our jeep got stuck in the snow. We're trying to find our way to Nome.
You can't go in this blizzard.
Yeah, you're telling us. Have you got an old dog sled or something we can mush in?
Dog sleds are old-fashioned. We use airplanes.
Airplanes?
We were just on our way to the airstrip to make sure my plane is tied down.
Hey, maybe you could fly us in.
I'm sorry, it's too dangerous.
Would you do it if we paid you?
How much?
$100.
It's too risky.
How about 200?
I only brought 100 with me.
Oh. Fly now, pay later.
I'm sorry, my plane's too valuable.
Oh. Got an idea. Hey, I think I can make it worth your while.
It must be freezing out there in that jeep. Are you sure my wife is all right out there? It's coming down pretty hard.
Well, she may be delayed a little in getting back, but I'm sure there's nothing to worry about.
Well, I hope you're right. Well,
believe me, this weather is only dangerous if you're flying. And who'd be silly enough to be doing that?
Hey, the blizzard stopped.
No, we're flying above it.
Oh.
What's that blue stuff out there?
Sky?
Yeah, sure is clear.
You act as though you've never seen sky before.
I haven't. I live in Los Angeles.
Are you warm?
Well, it is kind of close in here.
How about you?
I'm very comfortable.
Boy, I'm roasting. You mind if I open the window?
No, no, don't touch that!
Feeling you turned the wrong handle.
Yeah. What's the matter? What's the matter? He's unconscious.
Must have hit his head.
Hey, wake up. Wake up.
No, it's no use. He's out like a light.
Oh, for heaven's sake. What are we... What? Do you know how to fly?
No. Don't you?
No. Hey, don't just sit there. Get up here and do something.
Well, first, we've got to get him back here.
Okay. Pull.
This blizzard is going to last forever.
Oh, now, don't give up hope, Fred.
All that oil slipping through my fingers.
Oh, Fred, take it easy. How do you know Lucy sold him the property?
Because Lucy hasn't done one thing right since the day we met her. That's how I know she sold him the property.
Oh, don't worry, Red. Everything's gonna be all right. They say these planes are simple enough for a child to fly.
Yeah, but how are you gonna get a child up here?
Oh, the radio.
What's the matter with it?
Maybe I can contact somebody. What do I say?
Don't ask me. I haven't been on radio in years.
Hey. Huh? It looked like the blazer stopped.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah,
stop.
I think it stopped snowing.
Riggs. Mister?
Hey,
it stopped snowing. Can we go up now?
Hello? Hello, Roger? Hello?
Nome Airport.
Ah!
What's the matter?
I got the Nome Airport. What'll I say? Hello? Hello? Hello, Airport?
Identify yourself.
This is Lucy Ricardo.
That's my wife, sir. Lucy, where are you?
Ricky, we're in an airplane.
In this kind of weather? You come right down here.
We'd love to, but we can't.
Why not?
Red, you'd better tell him.
We're in a little trouble. Our pilot got knocked cold.
Who's flying the plane?
Don't tell the motor vehicle department, but I am.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness, Red, that you know how to fly.
How much flying time have you had?
Going on 3 minutes.
Honey!
Oh, don't worry, Ricky. We'll be all right. The plane practically flies itself.
What are we going to do?
The first thing to do is find out if she sold him the property.
Fred!
Oh. Is there anything we can do at all?
Now, you keep calm and listen carefully. I'll tell you exactly what to do.
Okay. Okay, just a minute. The man at the airport's going to give us instructions. I'll tell you what he says. Go ahead, Roger.
That's them right there.
I've got you on the radar scope. You're close enough now to start losing altitude.
They got us on radar scope.
Oh, good.
He says to lose altitude, you push forward on the wheel.
Push forward on the wheel?
Yeah.
Okay. Cross your fingers.
Hang on. Put your hands on. Too much. Pull it back.
Doing something wrong.
He says we're looping.
Looping? What do you know? I'm a stunt pilot.
Push in the wheel slowly.
Huh?
Do something quick.
Like what?
Anything.
Okay, let's change seats. You take the wheel.
The man says turn the wheel to the right.
The right? Hey, I wonder if this is how Orville and Wilbur started.
I think I hear them coming. Huh? Where are they?
They're approaching the south runway. I'll have to talk them in. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Hold it down! There they are, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, now, listen carefully and prepare for a landing.
He says prepare for a landing.
Oh?
What are you doing?
I know what's going to happen, so I'm preparing.
Oh. Now what's the matter?
I'm too young to land.
Oh, this is no time to be a coward.
Now push forward slowly on the wheel. That's better. Now hold it steady.
Here they come.
Now cut your speed by pushing in on the throttle. A little more.
You're going too fast.
Yeah.
Do something.
Yeah.
They're heading right for us.
Hey, you're coming in too fast. Go up, up.
Pull back on the wheel.
Yeah.
Pull back on the wheel.
What's the matter with you? You almost hit that building.
Well, now you know my secret. I'm a show-off.
He says circle the field and try it again.
Okay.
Here they come again!
Here they come. Now, keep calm now.
Cut.
The last time you overshot the runway because you didn't cut your speed enough.
That's right, yeah!
You're coming in fine now. Cut your speed to 70.
70 millas!
Cut your speed to 70. Your right wing's a little low. Yeah. That's better. Fine, fine, good. Now straighten out. Push the throttle all the way in. Perfect! Perfect!
We made it! Come on! We made it! Hey!
It.
Yeah.
There's Ricky. Hi, Annie.
Here
they are.
We better slow down.
Slow down. We're going to hit them.
A little groggy, but I think he'll be okay.
Where am I?
This is Nome.
Nome? Who flew plane?
We did.
Oh.
Oh, I wonder if he's...
He's going to be all right. I'll take him inside.
Now, can I ask her about the property?
Okay, now.
What about the property, Lucy? Did you sell it to Red?
Oh, yes, and he was so nice he bought it without even seeing it.
Oh, no.
What's the matter with him?
Well, they think there's oil in that property.
Oh?
Oil?
Oh, no.
What are you crying about? You're going to be Mr. Standard Oil of Alaska.
No, I'm not.
What do you mean?
I had to give it to our Eskimo friend for the plane ride.